Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.
That's the Bob Barker song. Come on down. High Valley on Country 106.7. Good morning. We are, I know it was bad. I got it.
Hey, how come we don't
come to expect that from me?
Why don't we have that music of the little guy, like the Alpine guy?
Oh, going up the, yes, I love that music.
It's very Oktoberfest-y in Germany, and we should have that.
I'll see if I can find it.
All right, people, focus. We got food to talk about over here.
Yes, we do. Let's do it.
Talking all morning about your favorite food mashups. It's in honor of McDonald's Japan, which has introduced McDonald's fries drizzled with chocolate.
That's the least weird thing that the Japanese have ever done with their food.
Exactly.
Remember when they made that black Whopper bun?
Yes.
What the hell was that all about?
Now you're mixing the fast food chains up. People are going to be upset.
I know. Listen, I love Japanese food. But I don't know about the, I didn't get too excited about that black hamburger, but the French fries and the
there's no
chocolate.
Way it can go bad.
How could it?
No, it looks awesome. Yeah. Sounds awesome. So we thought there must be others, and you have delivered in spades this morning with your favorite food mashups, but keep them coming, would you? Online, country1067.com will take you to our Facebook fan page, or call us and tell us about that food mashup at 519-741-1067.
Hi, who is this?
Terry.
Hey, Terry, do you have a food hack for us?
I do. My friend's son told me at the McDonald's, go get a McDouble, separate it, add a junior chicken, and you have a better meal than a Big Mac for under $4.
Oh, okay, so the hamburger, like a double hamburger, and then the...
McDouble, I think it's called.
And then a McChicken as well?
A junior chicken.
Junior chicken.
Oh.
And then you smash it together, and it's bigger than a Big Mac. Hey, it's a teenager.
Hi, Country 106.7, who's this?
Hi, it's Don. How's it going this morning?
Good, Don. How about you?
Good, thanks. Good. Yeah, I was giving you a call about the mashups, I guess you can call it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not sure if you call this a mashup or a way that I eat my breakfast, but what I do is I get bacon, eggs, or I have the big breakfast, which, you know, is everything, sausage, ham, and all that stuff.
Yep.
I'll cut everything up into bite-sized pieces, throw some ketchup on it, mix it all together, and then every time you take a scoop with your fork, you're always getting something different.
You know what? Honestly, Don, I've said the same thing before. I want all of the flavors in my mouth at once. I do.
That's right. So sometimes you're going to get a bacon and a sausage and a home fry, and then the next scoop is going to be like an egg and a piece of bacon. The next scoop is like sausage and egg.
I'm telling you.
So it's always something different every time.
What is your IQ? Because clearly you're Mensa category, man.
I have no idea. I've never taken the test. My parents never put me through that.
You don't need to. I'm telling you right now, Mensa. That stuff is genius right there.
It's like a breakfast casserole. Sounds good.
Don, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
No problem. Thank you.
Cheers.
You guys too. Okay, bye.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
It's Lisa. How are you?
Good, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
I'm just wondering if you both like, or you all like, rhubarb pie.
Yes.
Only now that I'm an adult. As a kid, my dad would eat the rhubarb pie, Lisa, would eat it and eat it, and I couldn't eat it. Now, sign me
rhubarb.
Up.
Okay.
Okay.
Now what you have to add is a scoop of peanut butter.
To the rhubarb.
Ooh.
A scoop? That's a lot.
It's fine.
I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it.
The more the better. You have to have a bite, so take your fork and take a little bit of the peanut butter and then a bite of your pie.
Okay.
It's the only way. And also then, if you also like rhubarb strawberry pie, same rule applies.
With the peanut
you
butter.
You have to have peanut butter. Whether or not you add the ice cream or whatever you want with it, always peanut butter. It's the best.
I'm trying it.
The most delicious way to eat rhubarb or strawberry rhubarb pie ever.
Mm. Lisa, we like you.
Yep.
Put it on your list. You have to try it.
It's going on the list.
Consider
right
it done.
Now.
Okay.
Thanks so much,
have
Lisa.
A good day.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Lisa. Bye.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.